legend about the treasure of merchant Nikita Pan. Dismantled curtain wall between the watch bell tower and the gate tower. Inside the even Godod fortress, on the border between the front city and the large Boya city, between the gate tower and the watch bell tower, there is a paved path. Actually, this is the foundation of the wall of the Boya city, which was once erected here. The remainder of this wall can still be seen near the gate tower. In the 1980s, archaeological excavations took place in the even Godod fortress, and silver Muscovy coins were found in between the half-ruined brickwork. It was a real treasure. Several ancient ingots melted together. Since at that time, it was virtually impossible to find out who the owner was, a legend appeared, and its main character became Nikita Pan. Allegedly, he had hidden his money in a place that could not be safer, in the 3-meter-thick fortress wall. However, peaceful times were replaced by the troubled years of war. During one of the attacks of the fortress, a fire started, and the place where the treasure had been hidden was now altered beyond recognition. Besides, there was no time left for looking for hidden treasure. This is how the burnt ingots remained in the wall for many centuries. But who was Nikita Pan, who left such precious and rare objects from the past for the future to generations? In historical chronicles, the Volgan Cossack Anamat, who lived in the time of Ivan the Terrible, was known to have had this name. He was the closest companion in arms of the great Yermak. Yermak and his companions robbed and assaulted peaceful travellers. Some members of this gang were even sentenced to death by the Tsar. Nikita Pan was a real daredevil, which is why he was highly valued by Yermak. In the end of the 16th century, the Stroganovs, Russian merchants who had heard a lot about the robberies of the brave Yermak's gang, suggested that the Cossacks serve the Tsar instead. The land of the Stroganovs' passage was really huge, and they wanted to be protected from assault. The merchants sent gifts and a letter to the Cossacks in which they tried to persuade them to stop robbing innocent people, which was not worthy of Christian knights. It is written that Yermak and his companions shed tears when they read the letter, and they decided to change their reputation of brave and bold robbers to the reputation of good soldiers protecting their land. Nikita Pan showed reckless courage while protecting his country, and in reward, Ivan IV granted him right to duty-free trade. It is possible that Nikita Pan came to Ivan Godod on business. The fearless Cossack Ataman was killed in a military campaign at Nazium in 1583.